With a reluctant sigh, she sat up and looked at him, seeing that his eyes were open for the first time, open wide and bulging with fear. She followed his gaze and saw that it was riveted to Dead End House. Her brow creased in confusion as she sat up straighter and shifted around for a more direct view of the house, which was fully visible through the Nova's windshield. He was right. A light was on in one of the second-story rooms. Kevin's voice sounded jittery as he said,
"I thought nobody lived there.
Didn't you say all these houses were empty?"
She shrugged. "Not this one, apparently."
"But that's Dead End House, isn't it? The haunted murder house?"
"The murders happened a long time ago, like decades ago. If somebody's moved in, it's nobody who had anything to do with all that." Kevin's wide-eyed gaze was still pinned to the house.
"What did they call the guy who killed all those people? Crazy Calvin or something like that? I heard my older cousins talking about him once. They said he's still alive."
Laura groaned. "Jesus, people in their room are mongering. Yeah, he's still alive, but baby, he ain't here. He's been locked up tight in a state mental institution for years and isn't ever getting out. There's nothing to be scared of, okay? Now, am I going to get some action tonight or what?"
Kevin whimpered. "I want to go home. Take me home, Laura. I'm getting creeped out."
She smirked. "Don't worry, baby. I'll protect you from the big bad."
The Nova's back window exploded. Kevin screamed, a high and piercing sound that came to an abrupt end as a sharp, curved blade hooked around his throat and tore it open, resulting in an impressive eruption of blood. Much of the blood struck Laura in the face and spattered her leather jacket and the skimpy top beneath. Then, she was screaming too, as a pair of strong hands reached for her.